Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB sometimes rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And now we're back. All right. Well,
Killed it.
Loved it. Thank you, Carrie. Really appreciate your ongoing support. Carrie from Patchouli Rose. She's the best. As you guys know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, everybody. My name is Moon Ali. I'm a mother, a wife, and I'm the executive director for the Multicultural Association in Wood Buffalo.
There we go. Now, before we started to film, you blew mine and Tanner's mind. How many languages do you speak?
Six.
Six? That is crazy. Can you even remember what the six are?
So that's why my brain is always busy.
Okay.
I was also taking classes to learn Italian.
Okay.
I didn't get ahead.
Okay.
But it's one of my favorite languages that I would love to learn it.
What are the languages that you currently
speak? So many.
Well, please, if you can remember even half of them.
So let's say if you need a tour in the Middle East, in Africa, I can take you.
Okay.
Yeah, for free.
Okay. So there's a lot of African
exactly.
languages yes. that you
and
can speak.
And then Arabic and in English, yeah.
What's your first language that you learn originally?
I learned Arabic.
Arabic is the first.
I was
so
born
that's
in
your
Sudan.
Base.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What language do you think in? All of them?
To be honest with you, Tanner, since I've been in Canada for 20 years now, even my dreams are in English.
Really?
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yes, yeah. It never used to be like that. But now I dream in English.
That must have been a weird transition period.
It was. Yeah, coming to Canada and not knowing a word of English, and now I dream in English.
This might be one of my most fascinating conversations that we've ever had.
Yeah.
That is fantastic. That's unbelievable. Wow, dreaming in English, and that's not even the first language.
No.
That's nuts. Yeah. Very cool. So where did, we talk about a whole bunch of stuff on this show.
Yes.
Where did your love for languages come into place? Like, why have you been able to pick up so many?
Okay, so I'm Eritrean, and that's in East Africa.
Okay.
But I was born in Sudan, mm-hmm. where I also have a Sudanese citizenship.
Okay.
So... And it's very known where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of beautiful languages and diversity and different culture and all of that stuff.
Okay.
So it was natural for me growing up mm-hmm. to learn all these languages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And so did you learn them in the sense of like in school you had to sit down and you like learned them?
No.
Or you just picked it up as
exactly,
you're hearing
as
it?
As it go. Yeah.
That's so
cool.
So
if I go to Italy for 6 months, I probably will speak Italian.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever, you've never been or have
to
you
to Italy? No, no.
Oh.
No. So the funny thing is my daughter is bilingual French.
Okay.
Her father is French.
Okay.
I can't pick French. I tried.
Yeah.
It's hard. They have like the ooh. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Even though like my tongue is so flexible.
Yeah.
But I can't do the French. I tried. It's hard.
My little boy, my mom spent a lot of time, effort, and money on myself.
Yeah.
To try to teach me French.
Yeah.
And none of it stuck.
Yeah.
Like I struggle with English for goodness sake. So so when I had my little boy, I was just like, no, he's gonna learn how to speak French. So from day one, we had him in a French, fully French day home. So he's picked up quickly. At that age they can pick that up, and now he's in French immersion at school. So he's good with French. Knowing different languages, I think, is a huge benefit. Absolutely. Huge. Absolutely. So good for you learning Thank six. You. That's crazy.
Thank you.
That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, so I have a bunch of other random things to talk to you about, but okay. You're here for a reason. So let's get that talked about off the bat here. So you're here for a multicultural expo that's taking place.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
So with Buffalo and Fort McMurray, they love expo. I don't think it's my favorite event. I think it's everybody's favorite event.
Okay.
Because, as I just said, love for language. Mm-hmm. It's also love for diversity and different group and different culture. You don't have to take a plane to go to India.
Right.
But you can come to the Multicultural Expo.
That's right.
And interact
with
Indian. And you get to see their cultural attire. You get to see their beautiful dances and music and food. And you can buy stuff. And there we have activities. We have henna. And it's just, it's one of the most popular events in Fort McMurray.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's happening this Saturday at Mack Island from what times?
From 11 to 6 p.m. Okay. At the Nixon Field, McDonald Island.
Right. And so there's going to be all different, like I just found out today, there's food, there's performances, and there's booths. So what are the booths like for the people at home who may not have attended before?
Okay. So imagine a huge showcase.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We have like 47 booths.
Okay, 47 so booths, 40, okay.
After today that we have it registered, so far it's 47 booths.
Okay.
And each one of them is different. You get to run into the nonprofit agencies that serve this community.
Okay.
You get to interact with them, and that's also help the newcomers that comes to the community.
Okay.
They get to meet everybody, interact with them, get to know what the food bank does. And get to know what Thailand, how their performance is, and what their culture looks like, their cultural attire looks like.
Okay.
It's a beautiful thing.
So it's a mixture of like some of the booths
so
are
through,
culture,
yes.
But some of them are like definitely resources and
absolutely.
Different businesses potentially even that people can utilize as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, so this is great for somebody who just wants to know about culture, but also for first time residents, they can like get connected with the community in general.
Absolutely.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fascinating. I've been before. Obviously, I went with my eyes closed because between you and Dango, I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was there either.
Yeah,
so,
and there is food and the kids get to have fun. There's balloons. And it's just, especially that is in February and something different for everybody to do.
That's
the whole family will enjoy it for
sure. There we go.
I really encourage families to bring their kids.
Yeah.
It's a way of teaching them about diversity and inclusion and all of that stuff.
Right.
So it's a beautiful thing.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now, in regards to the Multicultural Association in itself, what are you guys up to? What are you doing? How can people get involved and help and not potentially help, but also get involved in regards to some of the events that you may have coming up?
Yes. So I really encourage community to follow us on Facebook. Most of our information is in our Facebook page.
Right.
We do have so many things that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
We're one of the busiest agency in town.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I didn't know that tenor. We were this busy coming from the board. Like I knew it was busy.
That's right.
But now being on the ground, it's completely
That's
a
right.
busy agency. So
That's right.
Pretty much every month we have something. Mm-hmm. So if it's not multicultural cookery, it's a financial literacy. If it's not a finance literacy, it's expo. If it's not an expo, then is our indigenous finance for indigenous, you know, like, and if it's not that, then it's our multiculturalism day. And if it's not, it's I speak up against racism in the school.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full packed year that we have. And I really want to see everybody. And if you want to get involved to volunteer and be a part of this great mission that we have, you are more than welcome to do. You can get in touch with me or my event manager. It's very easy. We're very welcoming people.
There we go. So Facebook is the easiest way to get in contact with you guys.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, listen, Tanner touched his phone. Mm-hmm. So when he touches his phone, that means he's got his questions ready for the Mac City Minute.
Okay.
Now, before we get into that, we're going to throw it to an ad from Noral Toyota. Yeah. So Tanner, Let's hear what Keith and the people at Noral have to say.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. We love everybody down at Noral. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one of your favorite phrases to say in one of your many languages?
Ooh. My favorite phrases. Ooh. You couldn't make it easier, Tanner?
No.
I try my best.
I always say a smile invite people. Like okay. When you smile, you invite people. Okay. In Arabic, we will say that like al-dhahka. Okay. Yeah, like it's the most important thing. You know, when you smile, it's just you're a more inviting human.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is one reason behind staying in Canada for so long instead of one of the other places you've lived?
Oh, Tanner. I think I love it in Canada. It's beautiful. It's a fair country. I like that. I like that we don't have to deal with as much corruption from where I come from. I love that.
Yeah. Question number three. What is one expo exhibit you are most excited for?
I am 100% excited for, and this is a biased thing, but for the Eritrean. They do have music, dance, and whatever, and I know how to dance. That's why I'm very excited to see what they do this year. Yeah.
Okay.
Question number four. If you could bring one tradition you have to the people of Fort McMurray, what would that be?
One tradition. Where I come from is very famous for coffee, but we don't drink our coffee in a mug and run with it. We sit down and gather and chit-chat and check on each other, and that's how we take our coffee. Mm. I would love if we can slow down in here.
And your final question. What has been the most rewarding part of being part of multicultural for you?
Definitely our volunteer, our board, our community, everybody that comes together and celebrate who they are, the way they like it.
Yeah. And those have been your five questions.
Thank you, Tanner.
There we go. So, you speak all these languages.
Yeah.
You're obviously extremely talented.
Thank you.
How did you bring your skill set to Fort McMurray?
Oh, so what's funny is, Elliot, when I first came to Canada,
yeah.
I came to Newfoundland.
You came to, yes. I knew this. Okay, like I know a little bit about this. Okay,
yes.
Let's go.
So when I was in Newfoundland,
yeah.
I was silent because I couldn't speak English. And it is right. Very hard for me to be silent.
And you came as a teenager, correct?
I came as a teenager, yes.
Oh, and Cornerbrook?
Deer Lake.
Yes. So right next to Cornerbrook.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right. How did you end up in Deer Lake, Newfoundland as a teenager?
So I came through World Vision, and I was a sponsor through World Vision, and a family accepted that sponsorship.
Okay.
And they brought me to Newfoundland.
Okay.
Long story.
Yeah.
I was in Newfoundland, and I love it. And I have been back there.
Yeah.
Since I moved to Fort McMurray.
Okay.
I took my daughter to introduce her to the family that helped me out.
Nice.
But Newfoundland is my favorite place.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, my dream is to go and retire in Deer Lake.
Yeah.
That's my dream.
I've said this publicly, and I've said it on the show a few times as well. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, Cornerbrook, which is Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, is one of the most beautiful places, not only in Canada, but in the world.
I agree.
It is beyond beautiful, especially when you go there in the fall.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. You have rolling hills. Yeah. It's so lush and green and the different colors.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went there, I had literally just been to Italy.
Yeah.
And then from Italy, I went to Ireland, yeah. and then I went to England, and I flew back. And my boss at the time said, hey, listen, I know you just have been traveling yeah. all around the world, but I need you to go to Newfoundland to do some work.
Yeah.
So I said, okay. So literally, like, I was yeah. in Fort McMurray 24 hours, got on yeah. a plane, went to Newfoundland for my yeah. very first time.
Yeah.
And I got off the plane. I'm in Corner Brook looking around. I'm like,
yeah. Why
it's do they come very to Fort similar McMurray? To Ireland yeah. here. Like, am I even in Canada anymore? Like, yes, I felt yes. I was back in
yes,
Europe.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So you saying and you want to retire there, not yes, a surprise.
Yeah, I 100%. That's my mission.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, oh, you could retire in, you know, in Egypt because, you know, my family lives in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no. I want somewhere quiet. I want yeah. kind people. Mm-hmm. And I want a lot of rest. And,
that's right.
And Deer Lake and Corner Brook and Newfoundland, yeah. it has
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It's just so peaceful.
That's right.
It's so peaceful.
Everybody's so nice.
Yeah.
I made a mistake one day. I was staying. My favorite place is to stay when I'm there is the Glenmill Inn.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Historical building. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
And so I had a lunch appointment with my boss at the yeah. time, and the restaurant was maybe a 7-minute walk
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, yeah. I'm not going to drive. I'll just walk.
Yeah.
I was about 45 minutes to an hour late.
Yeah.
And so I got into the restaurant, and my boss Carmela was just like, where were you? I was like, listen, I tried. People kept talking to me.
Yeah.
And she's like, you tried to walk here? And I was just like, yeah. She just started to laugh. She's like, you can't walk anywhere.
People are friendly.
People are so yeah. friendly. They don't just want to say hello. They want to yeah, know your backstory.
Exactly.
And who you with, who
so
you from.
So I was silent for all of that when I first landed there.
Oh, jeez.
So I couldn't speak English. Yeah. And then I moved to Fort McMurray, and here I am.
There you go. So you must, how long were you there for?
I was there for 7 years.
Okay.
Learned. Yeah.
And so I don't have a filter and I just ask whatever I want to
yes,
ask. So I've seen the World Vision commercials.
Yes.
They brought you here. Like, what was the circumstances that they needed to help and get you
yeah,
over here?
Yeah, exactly. So they wanted to help. So World Vision do like different kind of sponsorships, right?
Okay.
And trust me, for a dollar, you can save a kid. You can literally save a kid.
That's right.
It's one of the foundation that I donate to today, and UNICEF is also the second one, and United Nations.
Right.
All of this agency and organization do help a lot of people.
Right.
So I encourage that people to carry on, and hey, I made it.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I think we hear over, like, in North America, especially, like, yeah. myself, like, born and raised in Fort McMurray, Alberta, yeah. you see these commercials, and you live in an environment where, like, how could a dollar really help?
It does help.
And then when I've been blessed enough to like yeah. do traveling myself, and my parents are from Guyana,
yeah.
South America. And so there are people there that are doing great, but mm-hmm. there are other people that, yeah. you know what, a dollar a day would make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
But it's hard for, I think, a lot of North Americans to wrap their head around
yeah.
how a dollar could have that kind of impact.
Yeah. It does have an impact. From you, a dollar, from me, a dollar, and from Tanner, a dollar, that's $3.
Yeah.
And that when you do the exchange rate in mm-hmm. some countries, it makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Tanner's tapping his watch. See, this is the negative part about this show. Because I was just, I had a whole slew. I got two minutes.
Back again.
Okay, yeah,
I'll
you come will come back again.
Come
I know.
Again, yes.
It's funny that you thought like, oh, how do I get on the show? I was like, you just asked. You're like, I didn't know it was that easy. Okay, yeah. You just came back from vacation.
Yes.
Where did you go?
I went to Egypt.
What, like, how was
yes,
it?
Yes, it was fantastic. My parents live in Egypt.
Right.
I've been going there every year. I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I took my daughter. I always take her there. She's been gone there probably 7-8 times, and she's only 9 years old now.
Right.
Yeah, so we spend the Christmas break over there, and it's,
nice.
It's beautiful. Nice. It's busy.
Yeah.
It's very one of the busiest city, Cairo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we did take a break from the city, and we went somewhere where it's quiet.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Yeah.
I love hearing when people travel because, like, when you look at the news and stuff, you would yes. think, like, and not just Egypt, but
yes.
globally, like, I think there's a lot of fear of travel.
Yes.
Just in general. But I don't, I've traveled and I've never, knock on wood,
yes.
ran into any issues myself.
Yeah.
I think cultures are just different.
Yes, absolutely.
And they might be a little bit frightening because it looks unique.
Yes.
But once you get in it,
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I've never been to Egypt.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Nice place to go check out.
You should go.
Yeah.
I prefer to go around Christmas breaks and whatever because the weather is
that's
really
right.
nice.
That's right.
Summertime is too hot. So
that's right.
Yeah.
My parents used to torture me.
It's
as a kid and take me to South America in the summer. Dear Lord. Hard. Well, they had to. That was the only time like we had off. But yeah, going to South America or any warm country in their summer, if you're not used to it, get ready. Okay. Tanner tapped his watch. That means we are officially out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. Okay. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
All right.
Have fun.
Well, thank you, Elliot, for this opportunity. I would like personally to invite Wood Buffalo, for McMurray and Wood Buffalo to come to the Multicultural Association Expo. It's on the 11th of February from 11 to 6 p.m. Please bring your family, your kids, and come and enjoy the day with us where we celebrate diversity and inclusion in Fort McMurray.
There we go. Awesome. I'll be there.
Thank you. Thank you, Elliot. Yes, yes.
Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.